Then something else turns over, and then it just seems like everything starts going downhill. And when you get those things, then you try to figure out how can you bounce back. You know, and you got guys on the sideline, and we trying to pump each other up and tell guys it's going to be okay, don't worry about that one, move to the next play. But it's hard. You know, when it's not you, it's real hard to tell another guy to move forward and move on. But, you know, you have to if you want to win games. And right now, it's one of those games that we got to get back on the plane and take this 50-minute flight home and feel depressed because we know we didn't play, you know, pack a ball.
With 2 minutes left, did you feel like we got
it? Oh, yeah. I mean, we feel like, you know, once you get things going, you just have that confidence in yourself. And we felt like we should have won the game a long time ago. I think we just left, you know, we had a lot of opportunities out there that we left slip away. And those are the opportunities that kills you. And, you know, if you don't capitalize on them, then they come back to bite you. And today we got bit.
Concern for Aaron, obviously.
Yeah. I talked to Aaron right after that play, got to the sideline. I just told him, I said, you know, you got to make a choice. You know, I know you want to be Mr. Iron Man and you want to do what you got to do, but you got to make that choice. And I guess he thought about it and realized that he couldn't go back out. And, you know, this game is a game, you know, but your life is more important than anything else. And I think he realized that.